and I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all.
From my New York studio.
And I'm blickety black, black, and
Reverend Al. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Sybil and Jay. Let me say that in the midst of so much news, we can lose sight of some very important developments. I mean, from the Secret Service breakdown that is a disaster and suspicious to Eric Holder's resignation, there's a lot happening. But all of it will come down to what our ability is to do about what is happening. The Supreme Court this week, and it did not get the notice it should have, upheld the Secretary of State of Ohio's saying that he wanted to stop early voting that should have began a couple of days ago. And they upheld it, where it delayed early voting in Ohio for a week, ended Sunday, go to the polls. Because it's the Supreme Court, it will therefore impact states around the country that's having a similar fight. If we limit people voting, that will limit the ability to change the Senate. Whoever replaces Eric Holder has to go in front of the Senate. However we deal with firing Secret Service and firing the head of it, that allows the president to be under three or four very suspicious points of danger, we'll go for the Senate. We must be able to vote. So as we deal with all of these issues, it comes down to we have got to come out and vote. They're not limiting this time because of fraud. There is no fraud that's been established. They're limiting it to try to limit our vote. We've got to come out and make those lines long like we did in 2012. The president is not on the ballot, but he is, because if we lose the Senate, he will not be able to get anything done.
Yeah. We talked with Donna Brazil earlier, Roland did last hour. And I raised a question, and maybe you can answer it, Rev. Why do we have to vote on a Tuesday in this country? And why? Because in other countries, they vote on the weekends.
Well, Tom, Sunday
would be a great time to vote.
Well, Sunday would be a great time to vote, which is what we were doing around many states with souls to the polls, which this Supreme Court decision smacks right in the face of. So how do we preach to the world about democracy? Look at what is going on right now in Hong Kong. And then at home, we are cutting back on voting days, limiting voting. We cannot miss the forest for the trees. We've got to deal with this voting issue. And the best way is to line up. I don't care if they give you an hour. Work that hour to death. Look at what our grandparents did to give us the right to vote. Mm-hmm. We've got to preserve it no matter what.
That's right, Reverend Al.